The amendment blocking the state auditor from auditing the $100 million that Jobs Ohio will receive from the state's liquor profits was introduced at a contentious committee hearing, its first and only one. Auditor David Yost had asked committee members to delay their vote, and Democrats and Republicans sparred over the amendment, but it sailed through and was on the House floor hours later. Republican Representative Ron Magg of Lebanon told the House the amendment protects Jobs Ohio as it continues to spark economic growth, such as the 92,000 jobs he says Jobs Ohio has created or retained in the last 15 months.
It reconfirms the legislature's intent for Jobs Ohio to be private and transparent. It also ensures Jobs Ohio will continue to succeed.
Magg said the bill clarifies that those liquor revenues are not public money because Jobs Ohio paid that startup money back to the state. But Democrats were still smarting over the committee hearing and were ready to fight. Matt Lundy from Elyria said the bill is not about transparency. It's about secrecy, which he said makes the public suspicious.
You know, if you have nothing to hide, why are you afraid of the public's right to know how public dollars are being spent by Jobs Ohio? Now, can any of you stand before your constituents and say that some public money should be excluded from state audit? I'd love to be there in the room when you give that speech.
After conservative Republican Ron Young of Lake County spoke in support of the amendment, Democrat John Carney of Columbus fired back.
It's particularly humorous to me that we've got a member of the Tea Party standing up saying what we need to do is shield the public's ability to look at how public money is being spent. This is outrageous, and the people in this General Assembly should be outraged by what we're doing today.
Then Republican Lynn Watchman of Napoleon in Northwest Ohio blasted comments from Democrats as, quoting Watchman here, dangerous.
For those who run for office, who are going to run for office, to continue to create a bad environment by making claims, using such words on the floor today as cover-up, hiding overtly. Ladies and gentlemen, these are outrageous comments made on the floor today.
Democrat Denise Driehaus of Cincinnati recalled several failed attempts to bring Jobs Ohio executives to testify before the House Finance Committee during the budget process, and said this debate over Jobs Ohio was now not a dialogue, but, using her words, a monologue. That committee's Republican chair, Ron Amstutz of Worcester, said politics has made this not a dialogue, but, in his words, a diatribe. In the end, two Democrats from Cleveland, John Barnes and Bill Patman, joined all Republicans in supporting the measure, which now moves on to the Senate. A spokesperson for Auditor David Yost, who had asked for a delay, said the auditor is working to analyze the amendment, which he didn't see until after it went before the committee, before the vote. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.